Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
This different land, it's icy in this different
it
land.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little slickery.
Suddenly we're in the north of Westeros.
That's right. But we love Tuesdays. It's where our independent bookseller of the week discusses great reads that they want to share with you, our roundtable listeners. So Amy Lane is the voice that you hear. She is with Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery and is here to convince you. It won't take much convincing that all of these titles are wonderful. And Amy, it is wonderful that you are here, and I thank you very much for braving the elements and coming on in.
It's my pleasure to be here.
It's what you give to this radio station. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
So where would you like to begin?
I'm going to start with Chad Orzel's book, Eureka, Discovering Your Inner Scientist. For those of you who don't know, Chad is a Union College professor of physics.
Yes.
He's a really nice guy. And he's going to, in fact, be in the store this coming Sunday between 12 and 1:30. That's December 14th, for those of you who are interested in coming out and meeting him. I really like this book. I also happen to be... A lot of my books this week are sort of science-heavy, science-nature,
okay,
visual-heavy. And I really like reading about science, and this in particular is not about science itself as far as like the formulas and the details. It's about the idea of the process of science and scientists that they use and how we as individuals can, and I find myself do, use it pretty much every day in our everyday lives. And it's really fun, and it's quite engaging, and... It's a little bit professorial, you know, because he is who he is. But it's not at all like pedantic or, it's not erudite.
Yeah, there is an accessibility.
There is a complete accessibility. So check that one out and, again, come down to the store and meet him on Sunday.
Sunday the 14th from 12 to 1:30.
Yes.
And it's Eureka, Discovering Your Inner Scientist by Chad Orzel. Orzel?
I always pronounced it Orzel.
Okay. I think I agree with you. I believe that's... and he's also going to come in and talk to us in a couple of weeks.
So yay.
About that.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Again, yay.
All right. What else?
Next one is this book that hit a couple of top, 2014 lists called On Immunity by Eula Biss. Did you read this?
I did not.
I really liked this. I picked up a copy back in the end of May at BEA and was immediately captivated. It sounds like it might be dry or dull or a rant, and it's none of these things. It's so much more. She seems to me, her tone of voice throughout is very conversational. It's very anecdotal. She's somebody that I would love to sit next to at a dinner party, right? and engage in these wild conversations with,
right,
because it's all very smart. It's all very calmly presented, right? She reminds me of watching The Barefoot Contessa, right? It's that sort of, I'm being soothed while being informed. This is lovely. I love this. So this is how I think about this book when I, because again, I read it a while ago, but I was so captivated and I loved it so much. So pick it up. Again, it deals with the idea of viruses, of immunizations. It deals with the way we approach germs, our language, the way we talk about all of these things. We have to kill things or eradicate, and she doesn't really take a hard and fast point as far as whether she thinks immunization is good and germs are bad and all of this, but it's just such an interesting exploration. I really loved this book.
On Immunity by Eula Biss.
Yeah.
Which is a great name.
It is a fabulous name.
We should just have her on the show just so I can just say, ladies and gentlemen, Eulabis.
Please do. Yeah. Okay, so the next one that I want to talk about, again, very scientific, I'm totally stuck in this realm right now, is What If by Randall Munroe, who's the creator of XKCD. And if you haven't checked out this website, go check out the website. I'm serious. It is a delight. It's so much fun and very funny. And it is Serious Scientific Answers to Absurd Hypothetical Questions is the book. Have you seen it? Have you read it?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, gosh. He gets, from his website, he gets all of these crazy little questions, and he answers them quite legitimately. So, for example, what would happen if you were to gather a mole, unit of measurement, of moles, the small furry critter, in one place? And he goes on to quite seriously answer the question. Things get a bit gruesome, he says. First, some definitions. And he goes on to explain what the unit of measurement is, and then, of course, the small furry creatures, and how they all interact not well together. It's really...
But it's based on science. I assume he's not, like, working with moles.
No.
He's probably assuming what we know, and then...
He is a former NASA roboticist.
Oh, so he knows...
He knows what he's talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so he knows about moles.
He's legit.
Okay.
So, this is one of my favorite little things, and it's part of his weird and worrying questions from the What If box.
Yes.
Is it possible to cry so much you dehydrate yourself? And his answer is, Carl, is everything okay? And there are these little stick figure drawings, and he has these cartoons on the website, and it's...
Oh, that's great.
The whole thing, it's just so much fun. So I highly, highly recommend that book as well.
What If by Randall Munroe. That sounds great.
It really is.
All right.
Okay, my other giant tome of a book that I absolutely love is called Study of Pose by Steven Sebring, who's a photographer, and Coco Rocha, who's a supermodel. And it is literally just photographs.
We have a supermodel named Coca?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
I didn't know that. I didn't.
Coco.
Oh, Coco. Coco.
Coco Rocha.
Coco Rocha.
Yeah.
I think I've ordered that one.
Awesome, I know.
It's very good.
But it's 1,000 poses that she is in. And they're all just black and white. She's just in a simple leotard.
Oh, there you go.
And to me, this is the perfect, it is the gift-giving time of year. So this is for anybody who is interested in art, the human form, dance. Like, I would love to give this to a dancer. It's just fascinating. Fashion, people, yeah.
Are the poses identified?
No.
So it's just photography. There's no text to say this is what she's doing
or
this is what she's trying to.
You get to interpret it however you want. But it's the idea of this is what the human form can do.
Yeah.
And
well, at least that. That's the super
form.
The supermodel human form.
Yes, and thank God somebody can do it. Because, man.
Because I'm pretty sure what you just showed me, I would be physically.
I can't do that either. But I'll tell you, it's beautifully done. I mean.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
It is. So.
It's a big,
you know,
sturdy.
It's giant.
Yeah.
But it would be, what a wonderful gift. So, you know, if you're looking to give this book to somebody, pop down to the store. I could be interested in it.
Okay. Study of Pose by Steven Sebring and
Coco Rocha.
And Coco Rocha.
Okay, so time to get to the sort of fantasy side of the science world. I had to do this. For those of you who have gotten everything Game of Thrones, there is now the living language series to Dothraki.
Really?
Yes.
So this is similar to the Klingon dictionary and that kind of thing.
Yeah, only better, because here it is. This is the subtitle.
Only better.
A conversational language course based on the hit original HBO series Game of Thrones with paperback book.
All right, so there's a CD containing the phrases, so you can work on it as you're going to work and working on all that
stuff. So those pesky subtitles you won't need anymore as you watch the show. Now you can hear
the living language Dothraki.
Dothraki, yeah. So Daenerys, man, now you'll know what she's saying, and you won't have to have it interpreted for you.
250 words, including never-before-heard vocabulary.
Pretty
neat. Culture notes in the Dothraki people and their language. That's great.
It's a total
very fun thing. Very fun.
For the Game of Thrones enthusiast that you don't know what else to give.
Yes.
Good stuff. It's great fun. Okay, so back to the science world. We have Molecules by Theodore Gray. I'm not sure if you're familiar with his previous book, which was The Elements, but this kind of picks up where that left off, and it puts all of these elements together.
A sequel.
We are bonding our atoms and what they create and form and how they are the basis of our world. And so it's a lovely coffee table, very visually dynamic book.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. So, again,
it looks like an anti-textbook.
It kind of is. Yeah,
yeah,
I love,
that's nice.
I love these things. I mean, again, I'm a layperson science geek. I love this kind of stuff. But the minute you start talking about the maths and the formulas and the certain practical applications, I get lost. So things like this, which are very simplistic in their presentation, but visually interesting. And again, like with the What If book, I love these basic explanations of complicated and very strange things. So delight. It just brings me delight.
Molecules by Theodore Gray.
Okay. The last of the bunch I would call fun for the whole family. First we have... What the Dinosaurs Did Last Night.
Oh, what were they been up to?
Oh, we don't know. This is by, I don't know how to pronounce the name. It looks like Rafe and Susan Tuma. But they did this, again, website called Dinovember. And they have all of these toy dinosaurs that they had lying around the house. And they would pose them in the evening after the kids had gone to sleep and photograph all of these little scenarios that the dinosaurs had
gotten themselves into. The little dinosaur eating a shoe and breaking a vase and getting into the cupboard and, the game closet.
They're playing pranks.
Kind of a kick me sign on one of the dinosaurs. It has a Sharpie in his hand.
It's just a lot of fun. There's a whole
thing. These are people who have lots of time on their hand.
Well, yeah. Dinosaurs doing shadow puppetry.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, and getting into the Ready Whip and food and making pancakes. It's really, there's one in here.
Dinosaurs getting high on the Ready Whip.
No. This is my favorite. They're baking and there's all this butter and the one dinosaur.
It'd be like 8 pounds of butter there, Amy.
And he's eating like half a stick.
All right. It's
What the Dinosaurs Did Last Night.
That's great.
It's a lot of
fun.
That
looks really fun. What the Dinosaurs Did Last Night.
And they do have descriptions of what the dinosaurs are doing. And then there's Underwater Puppies.
You know, I saw this book on the list and I said, either this is going to be really cute or horribly disturbing.
It's really cute. He did an Underwater Dogs, which I found to be a little more disturbing. But this is, there's something adorable
about
these.
Do these puppies want to be underwater, I guess is the question.
I can't really speak for the puppies. I'm going to assume yes.
Look like they're not in distress.
No. Look at their little faces.
So these aren't doing a dog paddle. These are fully emerged underwater puppies.
They really are. And I mean, they're just
Seems wrong to say, even when
I know, but they're swimming. If that helps, they're not being.
Well, I hope to God they're okay. They're,
speaking of torture, they're not being tortured.
No.
And they're chasing, some of them are chasing balls. Right?
Okay.
So
fetch. See, like that's an action shot where there was a picture of a tennis ball emerged in the water and the dog is going down. So you assume that probably took a long time to get.
I think so. I mean, good photography. A brief explanation. It is some fascinating photography. I love the one on the back. It's like, what are you doing?
Yes, I'm swimming.
Yes,
leave me alone.
They're it's very cute. It's very cute. And again, I think that's for the whole family can just sit and enjoy the puppies.
Underwater Puppies, although I really do think my favorite of today is What the Dinosaurs did last night.
And then the last one really quickly is Flora and the Penguin. This is done by the woman who, Molly Idle, who did Flora and the Flamingo. And that one was a dance between Flora and a pink flamingo in their tutus. And this one is Flora skating with a penguin. And it's a lovely wordless picture book. It has some little lift the flap bits stuff as well. Yeah. But it's really quite charming.
Flora and the Penguin by Molly Idle.
Yeah, and that's my list.
That's a great, great list. Chad Orzel will be at the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery this Saturday.
Sunday.
This Sunday. I correct myself. Sunday, noon to 1:30 on Sunday. You can find out more by going to their website. And, you know, better yet, just go see them on J Street in Schenectady. There they are. It's the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery. Amy Lane is our dear friend, and we thank you very much. Have a beautiful holiday.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.